90.5 WKAR Wednesday on Current State means it's time for Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make mid-Michigan a better place. It's estimated there are more than 2 million caregivers in Michigan. Some are healthcare professionals, but many others provide care for family members at home. Even with the proper training, caregiving is stressful work. A recent study by the Mental Health Commission of Canada found that 16% of people giving care to a family member reported having very high levels of stress. That means those who provide care to others are themselves at risk for financial strain, depression, sometimes even suicide. Our guests today are from a support group in Albion, Caring for the Caregivers. Sylvia Benavides is the group's facilitator. She's the Adult Services Programming Assistant at the Albion District Library. Welcome, Sylvia.
Oh, we are so glad to be here.
Also with us, Christy Vaughn, who's caring for her father, who's coping with dementia. Christy, welcome to Current State.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
How did Caring for the Caregivers, this support group, how did it come about exactly?
Well, when I came back to Albion from San Francisco about 5 years ago, my mom had had a stroke and my dad developed Lewy bodies dementia. And I thought, oh, I'm going to just be here 6 months, get them settled and leave. Well, their needs became so critical. I'm here 5 years later because the resources just weren't here to care for them as they needed. And when I worked at the library, I got a part-time job there. I kept meeting people like Christy who came up to me and said, I'm just so tired. I don't know what to do about my dad. I don't know what to do about my sister, my brother. What is dementia? Why is this happening? So the library looked and said, look, we don't have local services. These people don't have the money to drive on a daily basis. Let's do something. So I did the research because I do have a health and safety education background. And I started up the group with the help of a local psychologist.
Christy, tell us about your caregiving situation.
Well, my father is 93 years old, and up until last year, he was living on his own in his own home in Florida. And he started doing some curious behaviors, and neighbors were calling and expressing concern about some of his late-night visits and early morning visits and things like this. And it just got to the point where he really shouldn't be alone anymore. So I flew down and packed him up and brought him back to live with me.
What skills do you feel from your experience are required to care for a memory challenged individual?
Oh my gosh, patience, patience, patience. You just can't have enough. It's a lot of repeat stuff, and I think it makes it easier in my situation because we're family. It's not like I'm a hired hand, and, you know, I know it's my dad. I love him unconditionally no matter what. So that makes it a little bit easier to deal with.
How is, Sylvia, professional caregiving different from family caregiving?
Well, in relation to the question you asked Christy, you have to learn about redirection because people who have dementia don't like to say no. They don't like to hear the word no, and they can have fits, screaming fits, etc. So a professional may receive that training. A family caregiver may not receive that training. So you have to go to local groups to understand how to lift someone, how to deal with their hygiene needs. A lot of people haven't gotten the training to know how to clean the personal areas of their parent, or even to handle a parent that says, no, I don't want a bath, or one who refuses to eat. And even the professional trained people get frustrated.
Yeah.
So you really need to look at the professional caregiver, their training, and then look at the family person and say, how can we transfer some of these skills to the family caregiver?
Our guests today are Sylvia Benavides, the facilitator of a support group in Albion called Caring for the Caregivers. Christy Vaughn also joins us. She's a group member who is caring for her father. What are some of the other challenges that face today's family caregiver? Are there differences in being a single caregiver or being, you know, being half of a couple? I would think that would be significant.
It's huge. I had to find a way to supplement my parents' income, and I was so fortunate that the library was hiring. Then they found out about my situation, and they said, you're alone? And they have been so flexible in terms of if I have to go to a doctor's appointment, putting family leave into play so that I can do those things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're married, you can have someone to say, oh, well, here's your husband. I can look after your father, your mother, or whatever while you work, and vice versa. You have that team effort. But I do want to say, and Christy and I were talking about that, that there are benefits and drawbacks. I don't have arguments with a husband, wife, or sister as to my parents' care. But Christy, well, I'll let you explain that, of just a simple thing about negotiating with your siblings.
Well, I am one of five, and of course, everybody has their own opinion about where Dad should be and how he should be cared for. And my sisters were preferring to put him in a institutional facility and have him looked over, looked after that way. But I said, you know, as long as I can do it, I will. So, yeah, that made some stress in the family, but. You know, they're coming around, and he's doing well, so.
How has the support group helped you in your caregiving journey here, Christy?
Oh, my gosh. It's been like a lifeline because I really had no experience. I hadn't read anything about caregiving. I mean, I have caregiving experience because I have small children, but it's different with your parent. And I learned about elder care attorneys. I had to do some, you know, take care of some financial things of my father's that he was no longer cognizant of. And I had no idea about that. I learned that through the group. I learned about CentraCare, which is a program in Battle Creek where my father goes twice a week, and it gives me a little time off to clean house and pay bills and shop, things like that.
Are you taking better care of yourself? Are you more vigilant, though, about your own health under these circumstances?
Well,
you try to be.
We're working.
I'm a mom, and moms do whatever it takes, you know. But I think that being in touch with the group has helped me emotionally a lot because you get a connection. There's people I met in the group that I never would have met any place else, and they understand what I'm talking about. Everybody's at different levels with their person, and some need more care, and some are just, you know, starting with the dementia thing. But I've really coming out of isolation. That's the most important thing, not only for the person with dementia, but for the caregiver to have that support.
Our guest today, Christy Vaughn, a member of the group called Caring for the Caregivers, based in Albion. Sylvia Benavides is the facilitator of that support group. Some would say, why not hire someone to do your caregiving? What are some of the impediments there? What are some of the concerns in bringing someone to your home?
Well, certainly hiring someone is important because as a caregiver, you can become socially isolated, so mm-hmm. you do need to get out. And over 20% of caregivers suffer from depression in the United States, which can lead to suicide. So you've hit on a key point. But you can also get stress, and Christy and I have talked about that, because you don't know who that person is. You haven't built mm-hmm. a relationship, and that's where the support group at the library really helps because you develop relationships between caregivers that are professional and non-professional. You have to worry about, is this person going to steal from me? Is this person going to be abusive to my parents? Is this person going to bring a movie that's inappropriate? Are they going to forget to give them their medication? Mm-hmm. Those are all those different things that you have to worry about.
Critical stuff. What do Christy, from your perspective, what do caregivers need from their neighbors and their community?
Oh, lots of support. Even if you just stop and say hello and say, can I bring you a meal tonight? Can I watch you? You know, if you watch my dad today, I'll watch yours next week when you want to go do something. It's kind of a grassroots. We're a small town. It's a grassroots effort. And because it's a small town, we kind of mostly know each other, and I think that helps a lot. But just the advice of people that have already gone down this road has helped me a lot in what to expect.
If people want to learn more about what you're doing there.
517-629-3993, or they can go to the albiondistrictlibrary.org website.
Albion District Library.
That is correct. Can I offer you some solutions that we have come up with from the group real quick? Do I have time to do that?
As quickly as possible here. We're out of time just about.
Okay. We just need to have home and evening weekend caregiving because we have it during the day, and we need to also have better suicide reports and evaluations of people who have critical care and making doctors aware when a caregiver is sick where they can go to get help.
Very good information. Sylvia Benavides is the facilitator for the group Caring for the Caregivers, based in Albion. Christy Vaughn is a member of that group who's caring for her father with dementia. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State. Please tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.